Psalm 56. We see in the heading there, this is a mishkan of David when the Philistines, or Philistines, captured him in Gath. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps. When they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God, I will praise his word. In Jehovah, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? And that ends the psalm today. Now here again we have another one that's given as a psalm of David during a particular time of oppression or in a hardship of his life when people are out to get him or in some way are getting him. But again, as I've said before, and you'll hear me say it again next week, this psalm is not particularly or only about David. Again, we see here in this psalm the trials of Jesus as he was preparing to offer himself up on the cross for our sins. And we know that in the Old Testament, many of the things are spoken of as prophecies of him. That Judas had to turn against him because we have these prophecies of the friends that turned against him and that sort of thing. So there was fulfillment of those. That's not the only way, and sometimes I wonder if I overemphasize that, or rather don't bring up the other one enough. And that's the, I guess you'd call it the experiential aspect of these psalms, that these are indeed good things for us to meditate upon in our own self when we're being oppressed, or when our enemies are out to get us, or when it seems that life is too much. We have the promises in the covenant that God is there for us, that the Father will bear us up as well. Properly understood, these psalms then, looking to our Lord, well, they also give us hope in our life. Not that God has promised to make everything good, make everything easy. That's certainly not the case. But properly understood, we know that he's for us, and our priorities become clear in our life again. Now the psalm starts with David saying, "Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up." That sounds like just a normal, you know, God help me, but it's not. Pay attention to the verb. He asks for God to be merciful because man is after him. If you think about that, it's not God's help. It's not God's love that he's asking for. It's mercy. And this, if you look at it, you can see this is a very clear declaration of God's sovereignty. That these things, even though men are against David, it's in God's providence. That it's God's mercy that lightens the lash, even though a man wields the whip. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Now, this is certainly true of David during this time period, this time in his life, that he was hiding among the Philistines when he was captured. But it's even more so, again, when we look at Jesus and his life, when those all, not just men, but the fallen angels were fighting against him and his work. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. Now, just the mention of God's name in this phrase makes the psalmist, Jesus, as well as David, stop and praise God's word. Now, think of this. When I'm saying, whenever I'm afraid, I'll trust in you, in God, and I have to stop and praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. That stop and brief praise, praising the word of God, is because when we think of him and what we need from him, the thing that should come to our mind are the promises in the covenant. And his word has already given us the rest and the ease that we need. Now, in the psalm, he's worried, it's said to be about David. And when people look at it like that, they're saying that David's trying to get his life preserved as he's there in Gath. But you see this last couplet, "I will not fear, what can flesh do to me?" He is not saying that man can't hurt him. Man can certainly kill him. It happens all around him. He sees it constantly. He knows that he can die. And God promises not that we will live forever in this flesh, which some of us are happy to be able to trade this current flesh in for something else later. The promise is that God loves us, and our person is more than just our bodies alive here on earth. And when David contemplates, when Jesus looks at the promises of the Father, the flesh of man damaging this earthly body of ours isn't that big of a deal when God has our soul. "All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps." And you think of somebody skulking around the alley, watching him go down the street. "When they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity?" Now again, this doesn't fit. If this psalm was about David and Gath, this wouldn't fit. He was in the stronghold of the enemy. They weren't skulking around in the alleys, watching him go. They weren't lying in wait, sneaking. They weren't hiding. They just walked up with an army and said, "Tag, you're it. Put these chains on." I mean, he was busted. Again, this is about Jesus, about the trickery being used to put him on trial. The next section, "You numbered my wanderings, you put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?" God knows the sufferings of his people, but even more so again, think of the garden, the prayers, the sweating his drops of blood. "When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back." Now, if you think about that, when he cried out to God, it was finished on the cross, and how all the enemies, including death, were defeated at that moment. That's really quite a powerful sentence. "This I know because God is for me." And again, we have this, "I will praise his word twice. In God, in Jehovah, in God, I have put my trust. In the God of the earth, but in the covenant God, who has promised to be with his children, to be with his son, he puts his trust. He will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" And the answer, of course, is nothing. In this last section, we hear this echoed in so many of the Psalms. And again, the New Testament tells us this is the promise of Jesus, speaking of the covenant, the vows made to pay the price for sin. "Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, and in doing so delivered all of ours as well. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" And that's a picture of the transfigured Christ in heaven, walking before the Father. The psalm is, again, a triumphant song that even in the darkest times, the Father is with his children, is with his Son. And because of what Jesus did go through, he's with us as well.